Welcome to this demonstration of 3D Touch on the iPhone 6S or 6S Plus. And in this demo, I'm going to be using my iPhone 6S here. Now, just one thing before I get started. In this demo, you're going to hear a bit of a rushing noise in the background because I'm currently sitting in my house with most of the doors closed and the blinds pulled and the air conditioner on because it's currently 41 degrees Celsius outside and I really didn't want to turn the air conditioner off to do this demo. So I excuse the noise in the background, but I can't do much about it unless I want to get extremely hot. So for this demo, I thought I'd just go through a couple of things to make the iPhone that little bit faster to use. 3D Touch, that's in accessibility. So I'm just going to ask Siri to open up accessibility for us. Hey Siri, open accessibility settings. Okay, and of
General,
course,
back button.
Thank you. And of course, I could have also got there by double tapping with VoiceOver on Settings, General, and Accessibility. Let me do a two-finger rotate around the headings.
Headings.
On the VoiceOver rotor. One finger flick down.
Accessibility, Vision, Heading, Interaction, Heading.
Okay, here's Interaction. Flick to the right.
Switch control, off, button.
Switch control is currently off.
Assistive Touch.
Assistive
on.
Touch.
Touch Accommodations.
Touch Accommodations.
Off, button. 3D Touch, on.
And
button.
Here's 3D Touch that's currently on. For one finger, double tap on that.
3D Touch. Accessibility. Back button.
And flick to the right.
3D Touch. Heading. 3D Touch. On.
Double tap
to toggle setting.
Tap on it, I would turn it off. Flick to the right again.
When 3D Touch is on, you can press on the display using different degrees of pressure to reveal content previews, actions and contextual menus.
So using different types of touch on the screen, i.e. a very light push on the screen versus a heavy push on the screen. Flick to the right again.
3D touch sensitivity. Heading.
3D touch sensitivity. And flick to the right.
Firm. Adjustable.
Now I've currently got
swipe
mine
up or
set
down
to
with
firm,
one finger to adjust the value.
Mainly because I find when I do a one finger double tap and hold, which is the VoiceOver command to move icons around, for example, I sometimes trigger 3D touch instead because I tend to push my finger down a little bit screen too hard to do the one finger double tap and hold versus just pushing my finger down the screen to do a 3D touch. So if you want to change it between firm, medium and light, if I just do one finger flick down.
Medium.
There's medium.
Light.
And there's light. So I'm going to flick back up to my
medium, firm.
And flick to the right again.
Adjust the amount of pressure needed to activate 3D touch. Light sensitivity reduces the amount of pressure required. Firm sensitivity increases it.
Okay, so basically light to firm sensitivity of pushing on the screen. Flick to the right again.
3D touch sensitivity test. Heading.
3D touch sensitivity test. Flick to the right again.
Sensitivity evaluation. Button.
And that's where you double tap
test
on it.
Test the amount of pressure that must be applied to activate 3D touch.
To test your firmness about how hard you need to press on the screen to activate it. That's quite a good little test to do for yourself. Flick to the right again.
Press the image above to test 3D touch sensitivity for peak and pop.
That's the explanation, peak and pop. So peak is a light press to bring up a first level of functions, and a poke is a much deeper press to bring up a set of further functions. I tend to use peak, which is the first action, mainly because I've got really no need to go into secondary functionality with most of the things that I use on my iPhone at the moment. That's all you need to do if you want to turn 3D touch on or off in this screen. Adjust the lightness, medium, firmness of the touch you need to perform by pushing your finger on the screen to trigger 3D touch. And of course, if you want to test out the sensitivity of what you've done between light, medium, and a firm press. Just to keep things nice and tidy, I'm going to do a two-finger scrub.
Accessibility. 3D
to the
touch
menu.
On button.
Two fingers
general
again.
Storage and iCloud usage.
Two fingers
settings
again.
iCloud button.
And there we are back at the main settings screen. So I'm just going to press my home button once.
Home.
That's basically how to turn 3D touch on. So now I'm going to highlight the apps that I use with 3D touch. And as I said, I tend to use peak rather than poke. So I just do the first level of the 3D touch functionality. So the first one that I always use, particularly at work, is the phone icon. So I'm going to touch on the phone icon down the bottom left hand side of my screen.
Dock. Phone. 11 new items.
Do a little press.
Double tap to open.
And it's brought up a menu and it doesn't speak. So if I flick to the left.
Phone. 11 new items.
Okay, there's the phone
double
item.
Double tap to open.
Like a double tap to go straight into the phone app. And then the rest of the numbers in this particular screen are my recent calls. So if I flick to the right.
Ellen Woodbridge. Mobile.
Okay, that's my wife's mobile number.
Vargosford. Work.
VA Gosford work. Now, I've got that in there because our phones are not particularly accessible at Vision Australia, unfortunately, in their own right. So I tend to just double check my landline at work just to make sure it rings and it's not on Do Not Disturb or Divert. So flick to the right again.
Audio mail, other.
Okay, that's my audio mail to ring up my work voicemail and put in the correct tones for the username and password. And then finally,
create new contact.
I've got create new contact. So that's basically the peak for the phone icon. Press the home button to come out.
Phone. 11 new items.
And of course, if I wanted to activate any of those phone numbers, I could just double tap on any one of them and or double tap, as I said, on the phone icon at the top of that list to go into the phone app itself. So that's the phone icon. The other one down the bottom here that I always use on the dock is my music icon. So touch on music.
Music.
And force touch.
Double tap to open.
Now, when I'm force touching, I'm actually feeling a very slight vibration on the phone to let me know that 3D touch is activated. And if I flick to the left.
Music.
Music icon. Again, double tapping on that would go into the music app. Flick to the right.
Search.
I can activate a search.
Play Beats 1.
Play Beats 1.
Got It Bad. Leisure.
Got It Bad, which is the last song I was listening to in the Chill Out channel on iTunes Radio in Apple Music. So if I double tap on that, for example.
Got It Bad. More. Dismiss now playing screen. Button.
Two-finger double tap to stop the music, of course. Let me press the home button to come back in. Okay, so that's the phone and the music app. Now, the third one I like to use all the time, particularly when I'm on holidays here in Australia in January, is the video app for watching movies and TV shows. So let me just touch on videos.
Videos.
And double tap touch, to open. Push down slightly. And of course, as with the previous two, music and phone, the first item on that menu is going to be videos. So if I flick back to left to make it reread the first item on that menu list.
Videos.
Okay, there's videos.
Double
of course,
tap to open.
As it, the hint says, double tapping on it will take me into the app. Flick to the right.
Maze Runner, The Scorched Trials, 2 hours, 4 minutes remaining.
Okay, that's Maze Runner, The Scorched Trials, which I've just discovered has audio described, at least here in Australia. Flick to the right again.
Home, 54 minutes remaining.
Home, my boys have started to watch that at a restaurant yesterday that we were actually having dinner.
Divergent, 1 hour, 58 minutes remaining.
And Divergent, another movie which doesn't have audio description. Home actually did. And again, we haven't finished watching that. If I flick to the right again.
Chappie, 1 hour, 52 minutes remain.
Chappie, that's another movie that my daughter wanted to get. So basically, in this case, it's recent movies that I've been watching in the videos app on the iPhone. So press the home button again to come out.
Videos.
Now, let me show you a neat thing that you can do on the App Store. So if I touch on the App Store on my screen.
App Store.
And force touch, double tap push my to finger open. Down. Okay, and I got the little vibration. I flick back to the left to force it to read the first item in the menu, of
App
course,
Store.
Which is App Store.
Double tap to open.
And again, a double tap to open will open up the App Store.
Search.
So I can search.
Redeem.
So I can redeem an iTunes gift card, which is quite nice to get to, particularly when you can use the iSight camera to scan in an iTunes gift card. Flick to the right.
Update all.
Update all apps.
Purchased.
Or go straight to purchased. If I double tap on purchased.
Selected. App Store. Featured.
Open up the
tab,
App Store.
1 of 5. Featured. Tab. 1 of 5.
And go to purchase. If I touch the top of the screen.
Updates. Back button. Wishlist. Button. Selected. All. But not on this iPhone. Button. Rant Sumerian Minute Repeater. Zinco George.
Okay, and here are my purchased apps coming from the most newest to the oldest, etc. So press my home button to come out.
Home.
So that was the App Store. Let's have a look at the iTunes Store.
iTunes Store.
Okay, and 3D touch.
Double tap to open.
Got the little vibration again. Flick again to make the first menu read.
iTunes Store.
iTunes Store. Flick
double
to the right.
Search.
Search.
Redeem.
Redeem the iTunes gift card again.
View downloads.
View downloads.
Purchased.
And I can see my purchased items in the iTunes Store. So press the home button.
iTunes Store.
Third store I want to give you a look at is the iBooks Store. So touch on iBooks.
iBooks. Double tap to open.
Flick to the left to make it read.
iBooks.
It's iBooks. Double tap on that.
Double tap to open.
App, of course.
Search iBooks Store.
Search iBooks Store.
The Fifth Wave, Book 1. 15% read.
Okay, The Fifth Wave, Book 1. That's a book I've been reading.
How to Train Your Dragon. 2 hours. 23 minutes left.
How to Train Your Dragon. That's an audio book that my boys have been listening to.
Dark Angel Books 1-3. Angelfy. Okay. Angel Stone.
Dark
Angel Song.
So if I flick back to the left.
How to Train Your The Fifth Wave, Book 1.
And one double tap on that.
Library. button.
And if I touch on the screen in the middle,
being existential,
there's the text of the book, and it causes a two-finger flick down.
Being existential, I asked. His eyebrows drew together into a single harsh.
Okay, and I can start reading the book continuously if I wish. Press the home button.
Home.
So that's just a couple of example apps that I use all the time with 3D Touch. And as I said, I tend to use Peek, the first 3D Touch function, rather than pressing further and getting further functionality out of the poke function of 3D Touch. Now, finally, I said I'd show you something very nifty that I have been using with 3D Touch, and that's to do with assistive touch. So let me go back into accessibility settings. Hey Siri, open accessibility settings.
Settings.
Let's just do a two-finger rotate around two headings.
Headings.
One finger flick down.
Accessibility. Heading. Vision. Heading. Interaction. Heading.
We want interaction again. Flick to the right.
Switch control. Off. Assistive touch. On. Button.
Okay. And assistive touch. And you can tell mine's already on. One finger double tap.
Accessibility. Back button. Assistive touch. Heading. Assistive touch. On. Double tap to toggle setting.
And of course, one finger double tap would toggle it on or off. If I flick to the right again.
Assistive touch allows you to use your iPhone if you have difficulty touching the screen or if you require an adaptive accessory.
Okay, explaining what assistive touch does.
Customize top level menu. Button.
Customize top level menu. One finger double tap on that.
Customize top level menu. Back
and
button.
If I flick to the right.
Customize top level menu. Heading. Tap an icon to change. Heading.
Okay, tap an icon to change heading.
Multitasking. Center. Double tap to select a different function for this location.
Okay, so my center option, and I've only got one option here for assistive touch, is the multitasking function. If I flick to the right.
One icon. Button.
So I've only got one icon selected. If I flick to the right.
Decrement. Dimmed. Button.
I can't go any further. I've only got one.
Increment. Button.
If I want to increment that, I can double tap on it.
3D touch action. Home. Button.
And this is what we want. 3D touch action. And if I double tap on that.
Back button.
As you heard, I've currently got it set to home, and I'll show you how that works in a minute. So if I flick to the right.
3D touch action. Heading.
3D touch action is the heading.
None.
So none.
Selected. Home.
That's home. That's currently selected. So let me just flick to the right, and you can hear what other 3D touch functionality you can get when you do a 3D touch on the assistive icon on the screen of your iPhone. So I flick to the right.
Notification center.
Notification center.
Siri.
Siri.
Control center.
Control center.
Lock screen.
Lock screen.
Volume up.
Volume up.
Volume down.
Volume down.
Mute.
Mute.
Triple click.
Triple click.
Shake.
Shake.
Multitasking.
Multitasking.
Screenshot.
Screenshot.
Lock rotation.
Lock rotation.
Pinch.
Pinch.
3D touch.
3D touch.
Double tap.
And double tap. Okay, so I've already got mine set to home. Two
fingers
scrub to
come back out. Customize top level menu. 3D touch action. Home. Button.
Okay, now if I flick to the right.
3D touch on the assistive touch icon to perform another action.
Okay, that's the explanation of the 3D touch operation, i.e. doing a 3D touch on the assistive touch icon to perform an alternative action. Okay, so that's all I need to do. So basically what I did was I turned assistive touch on. In my case, I decreased the number of icons because I don't need them on the assistive touch menu anyway, just to multitasking. And that'll become clear in a minute why I did that. And then I added the 3D touch operation in my case to perform a home button function. Okay, so just let me show you how it works. So I'm going to press the home button and go back to my home screen.
Home.
Okay, now my assistive touch icon is currently down the right-hand side, about in the middle of my iPhone screen. So I'm going to touch it on the right-hand side.
Assistive touch. Assistive touch menu.
Okay.
Double
now,
tap to open a menu.
It said double tap to open the menu. Now, because I've got one operation set for assistive touch, it's not going to open the menu. It's just going to perform that one action, that one icon that I've currently got selected in assistive touch, which is the multitasking function. So if I double tap on it.
Assistive touch menu. App switcher. Settings. Active.
Okay, I brought up the app switcher because
swipe
the function
three fingers
is multitasking.
To close the app.
One finger double tap.
Settings. Back button.
And we've gone back
customize into top level menu
settings. As I did it before, let me just keep this nice and tidy. I'm just going to do a two-finger scrub now.
Assistive touch.
To go
accessibility.
Back to the top level
general.
Menu.
Back button. General. Settings. Back button. Settings. Heading.
Now we're back to the main screen of settings. Now, rather than pressing the home button to come out of settings, I'm going to use my assistive touch.
Assistive touch. Assistive touch menu.
Okay, and I'm going
to
do a 3D
double
touch
to
function
open a menu.
By pushing on the screen.
Home.
And I've gone back to the home screen. So if I touch the top of my screen.
Messages. 7 unread messages.
Click to the right.
Calendar. Photos. Camera.
Okay, I'm back at the home screen. So let me go and open up another program and we'll do the same thing again. So touch my assistive touch menu.
Assistive touch. Assistive touch menu.
And double tap on it.
Assistive touch. App switcher.
My app switcher.
Settings. Active.
Flip to the left.
Apple Store. iBooks. Active.
And this time we'll go back into iBooks.
iBooks. Library. Button.
Touch the middle of the screen.
Harsh line. And he said,
huh. Okay, there's the text. Find my assistive touch icon on the middle right-hand side of my iPhone screen.
Assistive touch.
And
assistive
touch menu. And then 3D touch, push down on my screen.
Double tap to open home.
And I'm back to the home screen on my phone. So touch the top of the screen.
Messages. And 700 messages.
So as you can tell, in this particular case, using 3D touch with assistive touch comes in very, very handy if you need to perform different functions. And I find myself using it quite a lot, particularly with the home button. So I don't have to press the home button once to perform a home button action or twice to go into the app switcher. So that's a bit of a play around with assistive touch and 3D touch. Now, the other thing I wanted to show you was how you can still also do the one finger double tap and hold to move an icon around. Because remember when I said I changed my 3D touch from light to firm, so I wouldn't keep accidentally triggering 3D touch when I did the one finger double tap and hold to move icons around. Before I just do this quick demo of one finger double tap and hold and not activating 3D touch, if I just touch on an icon
SMH skim
that doesn't have 3D
double
touch
tap
on
to
it
open.
And I push down on the screen, I get a blip sound and I also get rapid vibration on the iPhone that to tell me that there's no 3D touch functionality. Move an icon. So I'll go back to the SMH skim. Now one finger double tap
double
and hold.
Double tap to open. Moving SMH skim.
Okay, which worked fine. Now what I found before, let me just press the home button.
Finished editing.
Moving.
SMH skim.
Now if I do one finger double tap and hold again.
SMH skim.
I had to press very hard that time to force it into a 3D touch function. Whereas before when I had it on light, doing a one finger double tap and hold, I found brought up 3D touch because when I was holding my finger on the screen, as I said in the beginning of the demo, I was probably holding my finger a bit too firmly on the screen to end off the one finger double tap and hold. So just remember with the one finger double tap and hold, when you're holding your finger on the screen, don't push on the screen, just rest it. Otherwise, if you do have 3D touch turned on, as I found, particularly when the sensitivity was set on light, I would start activating 3D touch. So that completes this demonstration of 3D touch, i.e. where to turn it on or off, adjust the sensitivity of 3D touch on the screen, how to check the sensitivity of 3D touch in that 3D touch screen, of course all under accessibility. And then I showed you a number of apps that I use all the time with 3D touch. And they were the phone app, the music app, the videos app, and the main stores, the App Store, iTunes Store, and the iBook Store. And then I went on to show you a nice little trick you can do with assistive touch and 3D touch. And in my case, I have the default one finger double tap function on the assistive touch icon when it's turned on to perform a multitasking function, because that's what I use most of the time. And then of course the 3D touch, push down on the assistive touch icon on the screen to perform a home button function. And then finally, I just gave you a bit of a demo about using the one finger double tap and hold to go into the editing function for moving and deleting icons versus triggering 3D touch if you find that the lightness sensitivity on 3D touch keeps triggering 3D touch. As I said, this demonstration was to show how I use 3D touch on my iPhone 6S here. And as I noted several times during the demo, I don't use the poke function of 3D touch. So that completes the demo. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.